Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Littlest Bigfoot by Jennifer Weiner. Read by Jen Ponton, Emma Galvin, and Keith Knobs. For Phoebe. Chapter 1. Alice. On a clear and sunny morning in September, a 12-year-old girl named Alice Mayfair stood on the corner of 89th Street and 5th Avenue in New York City and tried to disappear. Vanishing was Alice's special talent. Some girls were good at math. Some were good at sports or drama or singing. Alice was good at making herself go away. She was tall, so she slumped, curving her spine into the shape of a C and tucking her chin into her chest. She was wide, so she pulled her shoulders close together and hunched forward with her gaze focused on the ground. Her hands, big and thick as ham steaks with fingers, were jammed in her pockets as always. Her big feet were pressed so closely together that a casual observer might think she had a single large foot instead of two regular ones. Her hair was the one thing she couldn't subdue. Reddish blonde, thick and unruly, Alice's hair refused to behave, no matter how tightly she braided it or how many elastic bands she used to keep it in place. Living with the mane, as she called it,